Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Michelle Weiler. Michelle is the regional manager for the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. Michelle, tell me a little bit about what CAF is about.
Well, we're a small nonprofit that promotes family farming and local food systems for sustainable communities. And it's actually a statewide organization. It's been around for about 30 years. But in Humboldt, we've been working for maybe 3 years. And so we have a number of different programs. Essentially, it's all just working with our small family farmers, trying to develop markets for them or do education programs for them, just to keep agriculture in the forefront.
What types of projects has CAF taken on? What sorts of things have you produced or been working with?
Well, locally, our farm-to-school program is what we're most well-known for. And we, for years now, have worked with mostly low-income schools, trying to teach kids where their food comes from so they eat a healthier diet. So we do things like we take them out to farms, we take them to farmers markets, and do a lot of work in the school gardens with them.
How are you trying to get, I can see that they're getting to learn more about food, but how are they getting to eat it?
Well, a lot of what we do, the biggest component is getting them to eat it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of taste testings and cooking demonstrations, things like that. But then we've also found that when they're engaged in like the gardening or at the field trips, when they're really getting their hands in the dirt and seeing the bigger picture, that they're excited about and they're more apt to eat the vegetables and fruits.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes when you grow something, you kind of have a more of a relationship with the item, and things that maybe you might not taste otherwise, you know, once you grow it, then you're kind of interested in trying it and tasting it. What sorts of things have children liked that kind of surprised you?
I was super surprised with kale. I had kids just chomping on kale right out of my hands, and I never would have expected that. You know, it's just once their, you know, classmate tries it, and it just builds the energy and stuff, and they're all jumping in there.
Well, kale's such a pretty plant. It's almost flowery. It can be almost flowery, like some of the red kales, some of those more frilly varieties. And so I could see that happening. And other foods? How about squashes, like some of the more interesting looking squashes, like turban squashes or something like that?
Yeah, just for them to be exposed to it. And a lot of the strange fruits, like we had jicama and star fruit. And, you know, honestly, I hadn't even tried those. So it was really fun.
Now, I know that you're working with some curriculum to work with teachers to get them to incorporate the farm-to-school program in their actual curriculum. What sorts of things are involved in that?
Because there's so much great curriculum out there that incorporates the garden, we try not to reinvent the wheel. So what we do is just try a lot of that curriculum, and then the ones we find really user-friendly, that's what we kind of disseminate out to our teachers. And so we just had a big training actually last week where we had a bunch of teachers come out to Potawatomi, and we did a lot of hands-on curriculum that way through Life Lab.
And what sorts of subject areas do they kind of use the farm-to-school curriculum to work on?
A lot of it's science or math-based, but then a lot of it's just language arts. It's just always trying to instill in the teacher's mind that you can really incorporate any of the standards into the garden. For instance, you know, even a taste test, have the kids all say which one they liked best, and then you can graph it. Something super simple like that, you know, but they can meet their standards that they're pressed for time to meet.
I know you're also very involved in the Eat Local campaign, trying to get people to eat more locally produced foods. How are you going about that?
Well, our market development program is really growing. We've started to get local produce into the schools and then into now HSU and looking at hospitals. Yeah, HSU is amazing, you guys. Yeah.
That was the silent clap I was doing over here.
Yeah, they are committed to buying 100% local if we can supply it. And we've sat down with the director, and he was able to really spell out what he needs, how much, and what his price points are. So we could then take that information to the farmers and say, you know, a year in advance so they can plan for it and say, this is what we need. And so we're ready to go.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, I also went on your website and saw there is a local food directory so you can see who's producing what in Humboldt County. That seemed like that was quite a bit of work to put together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's nice. It was a resource that people have been asking for a long, long time. And so I included, you know, all the producers, well, as many, I'm sure we missed a handful, but a lot of the producers and where you can find their goods and what they have. But then also I had things listed like community-supported agriculture sites, where the farmers markets are, different things like that.
And do a lot of places in Humboldt County have places at their farms where you can buy direct from the farmer?
I wouldn't say a lot. I would say a handful, you know, maybe 10 throughout the whole county.
So pretty much people can usually find these items either at the farmer's market, or are there a lot of grocery stores that are carrying locally produced
food?
Yeah,
quite a few of them. and the farmers market, right? And then there's a growing number of community-supported agriculture farms that are springing up. There's two new ones this year.
I know that just, you know, in terms of planning in Humboldt County, you want to make sure that you plan for the future. I mean, we all want to make sure that we have the biosecurity, you know, knowing that we can produce enough food in this area for our needs. And so the general plan has been a pretty recent event and pretty important. Tell me about how that fits into agriculture.
Well, basically, the general plan is going to be the blueprint for the next 20 years of how we're going to develop, because we can't deny the fact that we are going to grow. I think they projected it at 6% growth. So we have to deal with that somehow. And the general plan comes up every 20 years, so, you know, it's a big chunk of time. Basically, CAFE has kind of been rallying folks, and especially the farmers and the small farmers market organizations, to kind of have a unified voice and really say that, you know, we don't want ag land developed into these subdivisions or these little ranchettes. And we do want folks to understand the importance of local agriculture and open space for our community, because that's why we're here. We want the rural feel. We don't want another sprawling, you know, Santa Rosa or whatever. And just to really develop where there's existing infrastructure already, you know, just to kind of do infill instead of keeping sprawling.
It's kind of reminding me of going to Hawaii, going to a place where, you know, everybody, I think, would agree is paradise. And I think, you know, people went there and they're saying, it's paradise, but we can't buy all the things we normally buy where we live. And so next thing you know, I go to Hawaii and there's a Walmart and there's a Costco and there's every fast food establishment imaginable. And so the general plan is kind of a way to say, you know, we really like it here the way that it is right now. We know there's going to be growth, but we want it to be smart growth. We want it to be the sort of growth that we want to see in the future.
Exactly.
So the Community Alliance for Family Farmers is a statewide organization, but you have a regional office here in Humboldt County. And so tell me how that's important to agriculture in Humboldt County.
Well, it's neat with these regional offices and different chapters throughout the state. It can really respond to the local need of the farmers, because obviously Humboldt's farming needs are going to be very different from the Central Valley or larger scale agriculture. So we can really be creative in how we address the farmers' issues and how we respond to those.
What might be some specific examples of things that you've done differently here?
Sure. Specifically, well, distribution, like I was mentioning, Humboldt State sourcing food to local institutions. Well, the distribution is much different in a rural area. So we're trying to piece together with existing trucks, how are we going to meet the needs of the farmers to distribute their product to these accounts so that they're not all chasing each other, you know? So, and that's a lot different than an urban area where there are these huge trucking operations already and these huge distribution centers.
I would imagine in some ways it's easier to work with institutions in a smaller community like this. With the institution itself, now the distribution lines might be sound like they're a little more complex. How have you found that to be?
Well, it's definitely challenging. The size of things is very challenging because the institutions need less and the farmers, you know, they need their price. Where urban areas, they have such a huge need.
They're buying in such quantity that they can get to the price point easier?
Yes, and they can supply a lot more than our farmers can supply.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking to Michelle Weiler.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every kind of thing.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.